This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle, where your 11-2 Houston Texans prepare to take on the Indianapolis Colts and, for the first time ever, win consecutive back-to-back AFC South Division Championships. Joining me now is Seth Payne. And Seth, how important is that for the Houston Texans to get that done today?
You know what? They're going to get it done at some point. I think today the important thing is that they get back to playing Houston Texans football the way they expect to play, put last week's loss behind them and come out there and really roll today.
Your thoughts on this Colt team, Andrew Luck and what he's capable and really what the Texans need to do in order to kind of get up on him quick?
You know, they're a hard team to figure out because they turn the ball over a lot. A lot of statistical categories, they don't look that good, but they flat out find a way to win. The important thing with Andrew Luck is you put him away before the fourth quarter because he can do it in the fourth quarter. The other thing is you got to get him down on third down. He has a way of extending plays with his feet, making plays on third and long. Get him down, get those sacks.
All right, let's see if Seth's analysis proved to be correct as we wrap up the game in this week's Texans Rewind.
Since last week's loss to the New England Patriots, Texans players and coaches all week long had been saying, "Watch how we respond." And no one was more vocal and perhaps responded better than Andre Johnson.
Schaub bootlegs out to the right side. Matt looking, throwing deep downfield, wants Andre Johnson. And Andre makes the catch across the 20-yard line.
You know, I just think a lot of people doubted us, you know, after what happened last week. So, you know, everybody's just been kind of, you know, I wouldn't say angry, but, you know, just feeling like we had to show people what we're really about. I mean, in this league, it's hard to win, you know, as many games as we won. So, you know, some, you win some, you lose some, you have to move on from it. But, you know, the thing about this league is about how you respond after a victory or a loss.
From his 52-yard catch on the Texans' opening drive to his 10-yard catch later in the first quarter, Andre was on his way to yet another huge day.
Schaub gets the snap, throws right side, hits Andre Johnson, walks in! Touchdown, Texans!
But Johnson wasn't done there. He finished the day with 11 catches for 151 yards, becoming the third fastest player in NFL history and 28th overall to 11,000 receiving yards.
Matt throws downfield, and Andre Johnson makes the catch at the 42-yard line. First down, Texans.
That's the first I'm hearing about it. So, no, I was not aware of it. I was just playing the game. And, you know, I mean, nothing he does to this point, you know, surprises me. So, I mean, that's just, you know, him being himself and just playing the game.
You know, like I said, I don't really keep up with stats. So, you know, it's a great accomplishment. Not many people have done it. But I think it's something. You know, things like that is something you'll look back on, you know, after you finish playing.
And defensively, J.J. Watt not only responded, but came up huge. With 10 solo tackles, 3 for a loss, 3 sacks, and 1 forced fumble, J.J. is now tied with the NFL lead in sacks at 19.5 and is just 3 shy of Michael Strahan's single-season record.
Here comes trouble. Luck, it's eaten alive back at the 28-yard line. J.J. Watt and company do it again.
No, I'm enjoying myself. I mean, I'm just trying. I've said all along, if you're not trying to be the greatest, you're wasting your time. And so I'm going out there every single day trying to do what I can to help this team win football games. And I have so many great players around me. We have such a great coaching staff and great team that we can win in many different ways. I mean, credit to Brian Brayman for that huge play. Our offense, Andre playing great. That's why I love being on this team. We don't care who gets the credit. We don't care how it happens. We just like to win.
What he's doing is special, you know. It's just every game, you know, he's just, you know, when we need a big play on that side of the football, he seems to be right in the mix of that play. And, you know, it's inspiring for the whole team. You know, he gives everyone energy when he makes those plays. I mean, when you get a sack and you put someone in long yardage, you know, you can do anything you want as a defensive play caller. So it's special to watch what he's doing.
The play of the game, however, came on special teams, compliments of Brian Brayman.
Brayman blocks it! It's loose inside the 10. Brayman picks it up at the 5. Brayman to the goal line. Touchdown, Houston! Brian Brayman for 6.
Coach is always talking about making plays that you're supposed to make. You know, if you're there and it's your play to make, that's something that you got to do. And, you know, it just felt good that I was able to do my job when the coaches called on me, you know, play my role with the team.
Andrew Luck threw for 186 yards and two scores in his return home, but Arian Foster kept him off the field late in the game, eating up the clock while rushing for a season-high 165 yards.
Schaub, hands off to Foster, running right across the 45, 40, 35, 30, to the outside right, 25, but they can't get him.
That's the first step in championship football, is closing the team out when you need to and when your team needs you to. Keeping the clock running. That's what we pride ourselves on, the run game here. And, you know, that's a big part of it. I think we have 4 minutes left, and we were on our, I don't know, 8, 9, 10-yard line, whatever. And you know, we have to close the game out, you know. Defense made a good stop, and, you know, it was on our back. So, you know, we take pride in that.
With Shane Graham's 5 field goals, the Texans closed out the game with the 29-17 victory, clinching the AFC South for the second consecutive season.
Playing it simple, on Monday night, we got embarrassed. And we played a great football team. They played great. We wanted to come back and win the championship, and we did it. We control our destiny. And the thing I'm most proud about of this team is that we understand that one win is one win and one loss is one loss. We let that go. We focused all week. We had intensity all week at practice, and we came out here today and did what we had to do to win the division.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, not just for this segment, but co-hosting the entire rest of the show with me, Chester Pitts. Chester, of course, is my partner out here at the stadium up at halftime. You're doing so much media stuff now. We see you on Channel 2. We hear you on 610. Tell us a little bit about kind of your goals here in the industry.
You know what? I'm having a great time. I'm having fun trying to learn because there's a lot to learn. People think that, oh, you just stick camera phones by and they're good to go. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and it's reps, no different than when I was playing ball. I remember I used to say to myself, why do we practice so much? I only play 16 games a year. We would probably have 150 practices every year preparing for those games. So that's all a part of it. You know, hopefully one day, you know, I'll be, you know, where you're sitting and be a
is
baller.
Is he kicking me out?
Be a baller. No. Because you're going to go, you know, take over the world. You know, you're going to own the entire network. And I just want to be your talent.
Just be part of it.
I just want to be part of it. I'll park your car or whatever you need. I'll take care of you.
Yeah, it's getting real deep in here. So compare it to playing football, preparing for a game versus preparing for this. I mean, obviously that's much more physical, but, you know, which one do you get a little more nervous about? Which one do you find more difficult?
You know what? I take this with a grain of salt. It was easier for me to play football. And I think it was easier just because I had practiced so much more doing it. Where now I don't get nearly as many practice reps before I have to go out there and execute and do a good job. And the expectations are, you know, to be as good as I was playing football. Well, for me anyway. So I say it is a little bit harder doing the, you know, the on the camera. When that red light comes on, it is all business. And when I got to do, the news a couple weeks, it's one thing to do a TV show. It's cool, it's set, you know. If you mess up, worst case, they'll reshoot it. But when it's the news, it is real, it is live. When that red light comes on, as I say the word, it comes through the TV. So if you mess that up or you say something crazy, it's too late. Can't have it back. So, you know, even the teleprompter? Oh, the teleprompter's a man. Oh, the teleprompter is a...
We don't do teleprompters on this show, so...
But this is actually easy. We're just flying off the top of your head, and the thoughts that come out, that's what comes out. But when it's scripted, and you're expected to hit these marks and hit this time and be in this frame and be in this window, Lord have mercy. When that teleprompter is rolling, and you're like, okay, and I'm rolling, and hi, I'm Chester Pitts. It's great to be here today. And then when you mess up, what do you have to do? Keep going. That's all. Everyone that gave me any kind of, you know, just insight into the game, they said... When you mess up, keep the party going.
Just keep going. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Houston Texans.
You know, 12 and 2.
Sitting here at 12 and 2, just sort of your thoughts on this team and what they're facing coming up here with Adrian Peterson coming in.
Big challenge for Adrian Peterson. They call him AD for a reason all day. The guy's amazing. I mean, you can't say enough good things about, you know, what he's done, his career. He's a machine out there. I mean, he's, you know, young J.J. Watt has a chance, you know, to be the physical specimen that he is just because of the way he plays. The Texans, 12-2. I mean, you can't really say anything bad about that. You know, a lot of people, you know, got caught up in, you know, the fact that they lost two games, and they lost soundly in those games, but they lost against two really good teams and two really good quarterbacks. who played probably their best game of the season, and they just caught them wrong. You can't get caught up into that. It's a loss, no different than if you beat the Cleveland Browns or you lose to the New England Patriots. It's just one game, and you move on. And you just can't get caught up in that.
All right, roll with it. You ready to move on and talk to somebody else besides me?
I personally really enjoy talking to you.
Right. I don't mind it at all.
We got your buddy Matt Schaub coming up next.
Matthias. So, is it Matthias or Matthew?
We'll go with Matthew.
I call them all of them. I give them a hard time.
All right, Matt, Matthew, Matthias coming up after this break. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Chester Pitts being joined by Matt Schaub. And as we're sitting here getting ready for this, I've decided I'm just going to bow out and let these two go at it because, of course, they played together 3 years. I'm hearing all kinds of good stuff here that I don't think I ever could have got out of Hugh on my own.
Well, yeah, me and Chester, we go way back. It's actually
Chester and I. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Chester and I. We go way back. You know, when I first came to Houston in 2007, you know, Chester welcomed me with open arms and really taught me a lot about, you know, the league. You know, after being in the league for 3 years, but getting an opportunity to come here and be a starter, you know, Chester was here as a wily veteran who kind of showed me the way.
And now he sits here, though, and says that you just held too much.
Well, he teased me about it, but at the end of the day, he's very happy and very grateful. And Lori is very happy and grateful that when in doubt, his health was extremely important. It was my biggest, when I played football, my quarterback's health was my biggest concern. And if there was ever any chance that my guy was going to be the guy that hit the quarterback, I was going to make sure he didn't do that. So if I had to hold him, if we had to back it up 10 yards, it was okay.
It was much appreciated. That's why you win the next down and we go back and we try to make up for it.
You can always throw it to Dre, right?
That's what we do.
That's what we still do. All right, let's talk a little bit about where you guys are right now. And, of course, that is sitting at 12-2 and clinching the AFC South for the second consecutive year. Just sort of your perspective on that and kind of how you guys need to sort of finish out these last two games.
You know, we're very excited, very fortunate to be in this position at 12-2, you know, late in December with a chance to get home field advantage. Obviously, it's a long season, and we've had some ups and downs, you know. Coming off last week's Monday night loss to New England, to turn around on a short week, come back home, beat a good opponent who's playing really well this year in our house, clinch the division, was huge for us. And it's a momentum builder as we finish off this thing here the next 2 weeks. But we have a lot of work left to do, but, you know, we like the position we're in.
You know, I know the answer to this, but I don't think all the people at home know. When you play a game, it is one game. When you come off a tough loss, how do you put it behind you, come back, bounce back, and play your best games after those games?
You know, I think it's something as you go through the season, when you have a tough loss like that on the road against a good team, and there's a lot of build up to it, and there's a lot that goes into it. You know, the good thing for us was it was a short week. You didn't have that, you know, rest of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to hear about, think about it, dwell on it. You only had one day to turn around, process what you did wrong, what you needed to correct, and then you're right back out on the practice field getting ready for the next opponent. And I think that was good for us. We had a great week of preparation last week across the board, and guys really moved on. And there's nothing better than getting rid of that bad taste in your mouth the next Sunday, and we were able to do that this week and this past week. So it was a good way to bounce back.
What do you think it is about the team in general that kind of sets you apart? And when I say sets you apart, you guys find a way when things get tough to keep battling, keep going. I mean, 12 wins. I don't care what anyone says. It's hard to pull off 12 wins. So what do you think is really the key to that? You know, the Texans, find a way to get these victories.
I think when you look in our meeting room, it starts with our coaches. It starts with our head coach. You know, it's all about the football. It's all about the work and the preparation that goes into getting ready each Sunday. Each week is like a mini season in itself. And you know this from being here with Coach Kubiak. It's just all the preparation leads up to Sunday. And then when that one's done, you move on to the next one. It's a new fresh start. And all the veterans, we have a ton of veterans on this team. We have a lot of young guys, but a lot of veterans that have been in that meeting room for a few years. And we all bought in, and we're all in on that scenario. It's all about going 1-0 each week, and go on to the next one. And when you can start compiling back-to-back wins, and you're going to like where you're at when you get to December and put yourselves in a position to make a run in a championship. So it's been a few years in the making, but we're there, and everyone's bought into that. The young guys come in, see that process, see the work that goes into it, and those are the type of guys that we bring into this locker room. And when you have a collective group of those type of guys, you set yourself up to be successful.
You look at the Minnesota Vikings, of course, coming in this weekend. Just what do you see sort of as the biggest challenge that they pose for you guys as an offense? And then how important is it to kind of, you know, wrap this one up and not have to be so concerned about going to Indy?
Right. Well, it's a big test. It's a big game for us. You know, they're a very good football team. They've played extremely well this year. Defensively, they're a very physical, stout group. You know, they're very conservative sometimes in their coverages, but they have a lot of veteran guys. You know, their corners are veteran guys. Their front is very effective in their pass rush. You know, they're stout against the run. Their linebacking corps is a veteran group that's played together for a few years. So it's a tough test for us, but one that, you know, we've seen that style before. So we just need to go out and execute. We need to play our game, not give them extra turns because, you know, their offense is playing well. Their running backs have an exceptional year. So it's a tough test, but it is important for us to get this done and take care of things this week because we're in our home building. We're in Reliant with our home fans, and we want to do that for them.
All right, well, great stuff. Good luck to you this weekend. How'd your buddy do here?
Very well. I'm very impressed, Chester. I always knew you had it in you, but I didn't know it would come to fruition so quickly for you.
You know what? I paid him to say that, so don't take that with a grain of salt. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right, great job, both of you. We've got to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down with the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Stay with us. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com to make your choice heard. It's time to vote on the Whataburger Player of the Year. This season's nominees are defensive back Danielle Manning, linebacker Daryl Sharpton, fellow linebacker Jesse Nady, and fullback slash tight end James Casey. The winner will be announced at the final home game of the year. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Chester Pitts, joined now by the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Wow, we've got a lot to talk about in that one. The Houston Texans clinching the AFC South for the second consecutive year.
Yes, and I think, Patty and Chester, that we have to take stock in this and celebrate the little moments. And I don't want to say little moment because it's back-to-back AFC South championships, but little relative to what they want to get accomplished down the line, which is a Super Bowl championship. But you still have to celebrate. You still have to say that's a great achievement. Remember where you came from as a franchise and know that this is a good accomplishment, but there's so much more out there for the squad.
I'm sorry. That was just an amazing answer. I'm in awe of you right now. That was big time right there, Vandy. You know what? Talk about some of the standout performances, individual performances in the game last week.
Arian Foster jumps out, Chester, because he was dominant in the second half when they needed to play Texans brand football, which is clock ball. Control the clock, run it out, keep it away from Andrew Luck. They did that in the fourth quarter, thanks in large part to the blocking up front and Arian Foster able to get some vintage Arian Foster runs off. Now, Andre Johnson also looked terrific. I mean, what can you say? He has over 150 receiving yards, and he makes it look so easy. I thought Matt Schaub, yeah, in the red zone, they bogged down a little bit, but overall, he played a pretty good game. Underthrew Andre in the opening pass, but it was a completion. They ultimately scored on the drive. A lot of complaints about not good enough in the red zone, 1 for 5, but guess what? They held the ball. They won the game by 12. They know they want to improve in that area, but it's a division opponent. And think about what this game meant to the Colts. Everything, and the Texans beat them.
And, of course, you can't say enough about J.J. Watt. 3 sacks in the game and just 3 away from Michael Strahan's record now. But with the Minnesota Vikings coming into town, Adrian Peterson running the ball, his opportunities may not quite be there. But just what are your expectations of this matchup?
Well, with J.J. Watt, you want to see him get after Adrian Peterson. Usually we talk about Watt getting after the quarterback. Watt is going to be a machine in this game as usual. Now, when they double him, when they try to take him out of the game, it's up to his teammates to find a way to at least slow down Adrian Peterson. The thing about the Vikings is they're going to continue to go to him no matter what. They could be down a couple of scores. They're going to continue to hand off. Look what happened in the first quarter in the last game. He is next to nothing. Then all of a sudden he erupts for over 200 yards. That's what he's capable of doing. They don't throw it well. They haven't thrown a touchdown pass in 3 weeks. They only have 14 on the season. They're going to run a lot. If you get up 3 scores on them, though, you make them one-dimensional, that means Watt and company can really get after them.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit more about that. What do you think the Texans' full-on game plan will be in order to lock it up and clinch home field throughout?
Well, they want Arian Foster to be Adrian Peterson. And Arian Foster is a terrific runner at his own right, obviously, leading the AFC. And the way they ran it in the fourth quarter, like we mentioned, they feel like they can start to do that kind of thing. And they need to get into the postseason hot. Gary Kubiak always said, you have to be really good at the end. It sounds obvious, but how do you do that? It's up to those guys up front. Nobody knows this better than you, Chester, about being aggressive. They talked about it, being more assertive up front, forcing the action. Rick Dennison said, we don't want to counterpunch. We want to punch. We want to be the aggressor. They have to do that, play physical brand football. It makes everything else go easier for them.
Of course, the Texans have two games to win just one, but how important is it to win it here and not have to take it?
Joe can be started on not winning this one and needing that final one. Although, if you were in that situation, you wouldn't have the question of, do you rest certain people going into that final game? But that would be a luxury issue. You know, what you need to do is take care of business at home, clinch top seed in the AFC. As good as last week was, clinching the division, to clinch the number one overall seed in this town is going to be monumental.
Well, great job as always, Mark. Hey, how do you like having Chester here with us?
I love Chester. I'm a big Chester fan.
He
knows this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. It's so awesome. Just
he didn't bring his
nice
oboe,
things.
Though, so maybe next time.
I don't know about the oboe.
Next time. Yeah. Next time I'm bringing the
oboe. Oh, my gosh. We're going to have a lecture when we get off the air today.
Big time.
All right. Great job, both of you. We're going to take a time out here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. Plenty more when we come back. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, we're done. We've wrapped it up. You did a great job. Did you enjoy it?
I'm on air with you. That's all I could ever ask for. I really appreciate it. You doing okay?
You did a great job. You looked great. And I'd love to have you back sometime.
Thank you very much. You like my suit? Joseph A. Bank. Go check him out.
Oh, he just had to slip that
whenever
in there.
Whenever you want me on, I'm here for you. But again, remember, Joseph A. Bank. All right.
All right. That's all the time we have. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember the big game against the Minnesota Vikings this week right here at Reliance Stadium. And it is Fan Appreciation Day brought to you by Fox Sports Southwest. Have a great week, everyone.